Ready.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith. It is Lesson 148, Purpose of Amendment. The picture shows St. Augustine outside on a bench with an angel hovering behind him and the Bible opened up on a table there. And the caption reads, St. Augustine in his youth led a bad life. The prayers of his holy mother, St. Monica, led to his conversion. One day he was in the garden when he heard a voice say, "Take and read." He took up the Holy Scriptures on a nearby table and read. From that moment, his conversion started. He made a resolution to amend his ways. This firm resolution he never broke. He became one of the greatest saints. If we should be so unhappy as to sin, let us imitate his firm purpose of amendment. First question, what is the purpose of amendment? It is the sincere resolution to avoid sin and the near occasion of sin. Quote, "But when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he roams through dry places in search of a resting place and finds none. Then he says, 'I will return to my house which I left.' And when he has come, he finds the place unoccupied, swept and adorned. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first." From St. Matthew, chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. This purpose of amendment must accompany the act of contrition. It is necessary before sin can be forgiven. By it, we determine firmly to amend ourselves. Thou art made whole, sin no more, lest some worse thing befall thee. St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. Two young men had fallen into the vice of drunkenness. Every day they went to the saloon and with other companions drank till they lost their reason. Being reproved by their parents, they promised to overcome their vice and drink no more. From that day, the first young man avoided passing the saloon and never entered again. The second young man thought that so long as he did not enter, passing in front of the saloon was harmless. He passed in front on the first day. The second day, as he passed, his former companions hailed him, and he entered the saloon, thinking to himself that it was harmless, provided he did not touch wine. After a week of this, he drank a little glass for old time's sake. It was not long before he fell back into his old vice, while the first young man was cured. The first young man not only avoided sin, but the near occasions of sin. The second young man had no real purpose of amendment, and so he soon returned to his former ways and fell back into sin. Our purpose of amendment must have reference to God. It must be supernatural. If we decide to amend only because we should be more popular without bad habits, that is not a supernatural purpose. In Holy Scripture, there was King Antiochus who lamented his sins because worms were eating him up. Today we have criminals, drunkards, evil men, who bewail their wicked deeds because they land in jail or lose their wealth or reputation. For this reason, they determine to improve, but not to improve their souls, only their methods, so that they may not be found out, as if God had no eyes to see. Even if such persons determine to amend, their purpose has no merit before Almighty God. Even if, after confession, we should fall again into the same sins that we have so often confessed, we should not despair, for by so doing we would become worse. If after confession we relapse into the same sins, our purpose of amendment is weak. We must strengthen our will. We should go oftener to confession, examine ourselves carefully, be watchful against temptation. A young man once came to St. Philip Neri and told him he was the victim of a bad habit. The saint advised him to go to confession immediately after he fell into the same sin. The young man sincerely wished to get rid of the vice and followed the advice strictly. In a short time, he had not only got rid of his vice, but he had formed new virtues. If we have only venial sins, the best way is to choose the one we commonly commit and concentrate our efforts to eradicate it. We should correct ourselves of venial sins one at a time. Thus we can be sure of contrition and a steady advance in virtue. What qualities should our purpose of amendment have? Our purpose of amendment should be firm, efficacious, and universal. Our purpose is firm when we determine to avoid sin at any cost. Then we do not hesitate back and forth, but with decision cut ourselves off from the bonds which formerly bound us to sin and its occasions. In one of his military expeditions, Alexander the Great, the conqueror of many lands, arrived in Gordium Phrygia. In a certain fortress there was what people called the Gordian knot, so well tied that many had tried to untie it, but all miserably failed. It was believed that whoever could untie the Gordian knot would be the conqueror of Asia. When Alexander came, he did not waste time, but drew his sword and cut the knot apart. Our purpose is efficacious when we resolve to use all means to carry out our determination to amend, as by avoiding the occasions of sin, persons, places, and things that ordinarily led us into sin in the past and may do so again in the future. A good resolution is like a nail driven fast into the wall, but the resolutions of too many are like a nail badly placed, which falls out as soon as something is hung upon it. Bad company and improper amusements and reading are such occasions. If we do not avoid them, we are not truly sorry for our sins. Quote, "He who loveth the danger shall perish in it," from Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 27. People who say they wish to become better but will not fly away from occasions of sin are like a housewife who industriously sweeps away cobwebs but refuses to kill the spider that weaves them. Our purpose is universal when we are determined to keep away from all mortal sins. A wise gardener uproots weeds and does not merely cut off the top, otherwise they will grow thicker than ever. Saint Sebastian promised to heal the sick proconsul of Rome if he would destroy all the idols. The proconsul destroyed the idols but did not get well, and complained to the saint about it. The saint told him he had concealed the gold idol inherited from his ancestors and could not be cured. As soon as he destroyed it, he was healed. What are the effects of the sacrament of penance worthily received? They are sanctifying grace. The sacrament of penance restores sanctifying grace to the soul that has lost it, and increases it in the soul that already possesses it. The forgiveness of sins. The sacrament of penance remits the guilt of sins. All sins can be forgiven in the sacrament of penance. However, many and wicked the sins may be, they are all forgiven if the sinner makes a good confession, even on a deathbed. Quote, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 3. The remission of the eternal punishment, if necessary, and also of part, at least, of the temporal punishment due to sins. Quote, unless you repent, you will all perish in the same manner. St. Luke chapter 13, verse 5. 4. The help to avoid sin in future. The sacrament of penance gives the penitent actual graces and a special strength by which he may overcome temptation and lead a good life. Works of penance are not only for the punishment of past sins, they act as a medicine, as a remedy to weaken the power of evil tendencies. 5. The restoration of the merits of our good works if they were lost by mortal sin. Concludes our reading for this evening. Do we have any questions or comments? Nothing? No. I don't really have much to add to this. Purpose of amendment is essential for the confession, not only contrition, there has to also be that purpose of amendment to avoid at least the occasions of sin, and generally in our act of contrition, that thought, that idea is already contained. And that is usually why the priest will insist that you make the act of contrition before he dismisses you from the confessional. It's not enough just to say that I'm sorry, but I need to be sorry and have this purpose of amendment. And generally we promise, with the help of God's grace, that we will avoid the occasions of sin. And of course, that means that we've examined our conscience well enough to recognize what are these occasions of sin, what has led us to this, what has been the source of the temptation, what could we do differently. And it seems that universally these catechisms and spiritual writers speak of the drunkard going to the bar and getting a drink, and therefore he needs to avoid passing by the bar or meeting up with his friends when they're on the way to the bar. And so the example is pretty much universally used, from what I can see, advising us to avoid the occasions of sin, because the occasion is whatever it may be, the place or the person or something that we need to avoid. And it seems also in our modern day we need to be careful of the internet or social media, whatever it is that is causing the problem, problem for our soul. They can cause natural problems that we can be sorry for. It's a waste of time. Not getting our work done, or whatever it may be, we can find plenty of natural reasons, I think, to avoid the things that lead us into sin, because it's destroying our health, it's not good for us, we need to exercise more, whatever it may be, but we need to do this for a supernatural motive, for the love of God, for the love of our soul. It needs to be spiritualized in some way for it to be useful in the sacrament of penance, to have our sins absolved. If there are no questions, we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.